from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
How can I describe you? What's the Gaytheist, basically?
The Gaytheist?
Is that what we had called you last time?
I thought so. Yeah. But I thought it was Taken. I don't know.
It is Taken.
We'll go with Gaytheist.
We could bring it back. Ooh, well, it's Taken. Someone thought of it.
We have no morals, so stealing is not something that we would avoid anyway.
I'll tell you something. There used to be thegoodatheist.blogspot.com site, and that wasn't mine. But I kicked his ass.
Damn right. To the curb.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it's one of those things that names keep appearing and reappearing. You can't always be creative. Hey, there's a limited amount of words out there, man.
This is true.
And besides, is the Gaytheist really as fabulous as you are, Jeffrey?
I doubt it. You have to be pretty fabulous. You got to get up pretty early in the morning to out-fabulous me.
Yeah.
Although in this humidity, my hair is pretty flat.
It is. We are having currently a hot... What do they call them? A heat wave?
Oh,
I guess that's what they're called. We don't usually get them very often.
Not a warm front.
Heat wave.
Yeah, that
heat
works.
Heat wave. I think there was a...
Yeah, burn in my heart. Yeah, yeah.
there you go.
Was it the Marvelettes? I can't remember.
You know what? I don't know music that
my
well.
My Motown knowledge is limited.
I am not good with music. On my last podcast, you know, one of the things that I had said, this is on the fightlinker.com. This is for the MMA one. But I mentioned something I just wanted to bring up briefly. I just realized one thing, that I need to get connected with more quote-unquote mavens. You know what a maven is?
That's my fancy way of saying I don't remember.
Okay.
I've heard the term, but...
Yeah, the term maven is, as I've been described, is basically someone who is really good at finding information on a specific topic and disseminating that information. And you know, one of the things that I realized is that I don't have... You used to be somewhat my music maven. You were the one who was introducing me to different bands.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, I have no curiosity to go out and seek new music.
Yeah.
But I got to find someone who's even more into music than you are, like a true music maven.
The only reason I'm not into music right now is because I have very limited internet.
Yeah, that's right.
Downloading freaking albums on an iPhone data plan.
Well, let's briefly talk about this. Here's a hilarious thing. I had asked Jeff to come and do a show. I wanted him to come and do a show, but this man disappeared off the face of the earth, and that's just basically because his internet went down. And you know what? I'm not going to give you too much, you know, guff, because if my internet went down, I'd probably disappear too.
Yeah, there you go. Like, it just happens, man. You forget how much this attaches you to the rest of the world.
Well, I am set. This is pretty much my gigantic ball and chain now.
Yeah,
you know, it is. So I would say that it is a golden cage, but it is a cage nevertheless.
Yeah.
You cannot take your eye off the ball on the internet, mm-hmm. my friend. You do that for 2-3 days, and you miss.
You're behind.
You're behind. You miss the big news. Hey, did you hear? Hear about what? Oh my God, you don't know.
Exactly. No, it's when I was first starting with my website, it's the same thing. You don't pay attention for like 2 days, and suddenly like, what the hell?
Well, there's always some kind of new scandal
happening.
Just you know, across the corner. Lucky thing though is that most people have a pretty short memory for that stuff, so you can be off for a while, but you can come back.
Yeah.
Glorious comeback. Of course, at first, whenever you come back, they always people scrutinize you, and you're what happened, man? And you say, well, I couldn't afford my internet anymore. Because I had previously been scamming the internet company.
Hey. Those are your
scamming
words,
are
not mine.
Allegedly.
They can't prove anything. My name wasn't on those bills.
You know what it was? It was a loop. It was one of those, not a loop.
It was a
but,
glorious loophole.
A loophole, yeah.
Yeah, it was a glorious, magically exploited loophole.
And I think that you took that for granted.
I did.
You really did.
I can't really say too much. What was it, like half a year of unlimited internet for free?
It's not bad.
No, I think it was more than that. It's like a year and like 2 months.
Why can't that be the whole world? Why can't we all have free internet?
Why can't we all scam free internet?
Okay, let's get into the topics that I wanted to cover. Number one, I don't know if anybody out there heard about this. There was a New Zealand woman who, she had died a little while ago. I think this was 6 or 7 months ago. And there was 5 people that basically were charged with manslaughter. And what these people did was they were convinced that Mrs. Moses, that's her name. I didn't catch the first part of her name. I don't know if they mentioned it in the article. But whatever. We'll call her Moses.
Moses.
Moses. So Moses.
Mimosa.
I don't know, she had stolen a statue from a hotel.
Yeah.
It's not quite clear why you would want to do that.
No.
It's a statue. Anyways. So the some friends had assumed that, friends, oh, there's a stretch. They were worried that she was possessed by a demon. And so they basically tied her down, waterboarded her, and accidentally drowned her while performing an exorcism. So,
classy friends.
And you know what? I was mad enough with this, but I was a lot more mad at the fact that nobody got a jail sentence out of
it.
What
was it, like 300 hours community?
300 hours community service, yeah, and 12 months of surveillance. Yeah. Plus, they had to sort of like attend a class, presumably to tell them...
Not to kill people?
That demons are superstitious nonsense, hopefully, but I don't know if that's a, that's a requirement.
That's a tall order. That's a tall order.
I just can't even believe that this kind of stuff happens... You know, and New Zealand, I don't know if you read this. I wrote this a couple of weeks ago, so you were off the grid. So you probably didn't hear that. But it was estimated that about 10 years, New Zealand would be outnumbered by secularists. Like,
okay.
Just 10 years from now, if the trend continues. Like, they're, I think they're 35 or 40% of the population now.
Okay.
So they're starting to kind of take over because religious people are dying because they're old.
And, yes. And waterboarding one another.
Presumably. Well, the whole thing was the water borders, they were the they're of a tribe of called the Maori. They're the native Polynesians that settled, forget how many, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. You got to remember that most of these places have been settled fairly recently. Like Hawaii was the last island to really get settled. It was settled about 1,000 years ago. So it's not been, they haven't, they weren't around there for a very long time. But still, nevertheless.
Sixth of the Earth's life, Jacob. So I had to throw that in.
Yeah.
That's my contribution to the podcast.
You certainly
creation
did.
Is nonsense.
Anyways, there's not much more I can say about that other than the fact that I really would wish that they would have thrown the book at these motherfuckers because it's not just one of those things where you're like, oh, well, that is unfortunate. Oh, no, we killed her by performing this. It's the fact, like, what message have you sent out to the population
the
out there?
Now? Like, religious accidents get you off clean? Like...
Seriously.
Or with 300.
This is
whatever.
Weird. Yeah. It is upsetting. Community service, what are they going to do now?
Yeah. Yeah?
I hope I hope they have to clean the beaches or something water-related. Think about your crime.
It's not just, but it is ironic.
Well, you know, I think to some degree, anytime you're going to be involved in it, it's not as though the people who did that probably didn't feel bad.
I'm sure
they felt terrible about it. That's why you put them in settings where they're around water or something that reminds them of their crime.
Let the
punishment
guilt eat away at them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or that you have to 300 hours of community service to people who've been the victims of botched exorcism. Bam. That would be a motherfucking sentence. It's like, hey, why don't you go around more people whose lives that were ruined because of exorcism, you dummy? Yeah. I mean, there's now a 14-year-old girl without a mom. That's great. That's
but she has a statue.
She does have a statue from a hotel.
That's great.
That's kind of good. Since you were off the grid, did you hear about there was this giant trek that was organized by P.Z. Myers? You know who P.Z. Myers
is. Yeah,
the blogger from Feringula. Probably the biggest atheist blogger out there. Yeah. If you get a mention from Feringula on your blog, you're like, woo, traffic numbers. You better fucking get ready to handle that load because it's a pretty massive one. So he is to many.
I'd be making the load joke here.
Oh, come on now. You're just such a dirty man. You dirty bastard.
Can't help it.
All right. Get your mind focused here.
All right.
We're going back to atheism. P.Z. Myers is being somewhat of a, you know, he's a mover and shaker in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they decide to go take a trek to the Creation Museum.
Isn't it for sale?
Oh, no, that's Dino. That's Dino Land.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Creation Land. I forget what the fuck.
It's such a hate crush on that man.
What, Ted
Hovind?
Hovind?
Yeah.
We'll talk about him later if you want.
Okay, but, yeah, P.Z. Myers.
So they go over there, and obviously there were a couple scenes, security trying to kick people out, forcing people that had T-shirts that said there is no God, saying, like, you're offending people. Turn your shirt over and whatever. What I thought was interesting is I read this blog that was from an evangelical Christian that had heard about what was going down and decided to check it out for themselves. And their report was like, I never felt so embarrassed of being a Christian in my life.
Score.
He's like, the way that these people were treating them is like everybody was polite because they had made special provisions saying, like, don't go there if you're going to cause trouble.
Right.
We don't want to cause any trouble. We want them to cause the trouble.
Right.
That's the beautiful thing. That's that passive resistance Gandhi shit where you're like, we're going to go over there and not cause a scene, and they're going to cause a scene. Yeah. And we're gonna be the good guys in this. And it worked. It fucking worked. Well, lots of attention was.
Isn't that what happened with Expelled as well?
What like do you mean
they,
by?
Remember they went happened? To go see the movie, and then like they all got kicked out.
Oh yeah, they got
I think
expelled,
T.Z.
Yeah.
Myers was in that was kicked out too.
He was kicked
it?
Out, but they did not recognize Richard Dawkins for some reason. Whatever. I guess. P.Z. Myers will in the future will be yeah. even more recognizable because I think he's going to look like Santa. He's moving towards that Santa.
Yeah, but
he's our new Daniel Dennett in terms of
Santa
greatest atheist Santa lookalike.
Yeah, I'll have to. I've seen him before, but he had some brown in the beard.
He did, but I mean, it's getting peppered. So I'm just waiting for that day where it's all white.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, he's the new Santa at the Christmas
party.
We're
going to have to pick a new Santa.
He would be the Santa at the Christmas party. So I thought that was a really smart maneuver because you know this is the type of way that we are going to get people to recognize their own vileness of their belief system that you know what you don't even though you call yourself a Christian you don't believe the same things that other Christians do.
Well, that's the thing they're gonna like, and this has been true for like at least numerous causes involving religious, well, I'll say the religious right, but, you know, religious people, it's usually like, it's just they keep alienating people with their ridiculous behavior, you know? Nope, Christians don't want to affiliate with that, like, you know?
Well, let's take a look at that video I showed you about the girl in Mali.
Oh, my God.
Who posted up a video because she had an Indian friend that, you know, she was trying to convert over to Jesus. And, yeah. I mean, it didn't start well by the fact that she thought that, her friend was really an African.
No, she was half African, half Chinese.
that's
how you make them.
That's what she figured. She figured that Chinese people and Africans sort of like made and created Indian people. Really? Well, that's amazing. That must be how it works.
I think so.
Anyways, despite that lack of credibility, what I thought was really funny was that you remember how you mentioned it before. How there's like this patronizing element to Christianity where they're like, well, you don't know the truth. Yeah. You're just savages. We're the more evolved faith. We're more truer.
We're just trying to educate you. Don't get all mad just because I told you that your belief system's a waste of time and that you're burning forever with your family.
Why did you get upset? I don't know why they got upset when I told her that she was going to burn in hell and that every family member that's ever died
is in hell
for eternity.
That's not offensive. That's
I'm just
love.
Trying to save you, man. Save me from what? Why don't you save me from your followers, Jesus? Save me from your fucking followers. I've seen that T-shirt. It's unfortunate. I wanted to make it, but
the T-shirt "Save me from your followers." That's pretty classy.
Jesus save me from
That's
your followers.
Pretty classy. I also like the Jesus saves one where he's a goalie.
Well, do you think? Yeah, that one's a good one. Do you think that there is kind of this double standard when it comes to Christians who think that religious freedom should only apply to them?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, it's the whole freedom of religion. No, it's freedom to be Christian.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you can't say any... We can be as offensive as we want. We're Christian. It's okay. But you guys, your faith, you know, it differs.
Well, I think they also feel to some degree that if they insult you and they include the, but Jesus loves you, you know, they're generally okay, so I watched that comment, it's under the bridge, I said that Jesus loves you, right?
It's like the husband who beats his wife and then, you know, but I love you so much.
I only knew this
because I love you.
Why didn't you listen?
Why'd you burn the toast? Jesus hates it when you burn the toast.
Don't burn the toast, baby. I got one rule. Well, that and like 100 others, but don't burn the toast.
This is the one you keep breaking.
Well, did you love that that story that I put up about this one guy in Texas? And basically, Jose Marced, and he believes in a very, very rare religion where you're constantly having to sacrifice goats, birds, turtles, lambs to appease your god who basically lives in the shrine that you make. I assume his shrine is his garage because you don't want to have that in your living room.
No.
And he's not slaughtering just, you know, one goat and it'd be done.
Right. Well, I know, like...
He's slaughtering, like, many animals.
And turtles.
Yeah, that's the first thing. But, you know, before we even talk about how messed up that is, I just want to say, like, you got to be a cold motherfucker to slit a turtle's throat.
Seriously.
There is something so fragile looking about a turtle, it's like... Killing
its
a baby.
Its neck already looks like fucking crepe paper, you know? Like,
Yeah. I mean, I've seen turtles do some fucked up things. Like, I saw a turtle snatch a bird and break its neck. So, Turtles don't mess around, yo.
I've seen them eat pizza and
and fight Shredder,
and fight foot soldiers.
I don't think you were watching a documentary there.
Probably not.
Did I ever tell you this really interesting story? My dad ran into a turtle, and I did not know this, but they get really big, even in Quebec. Like,
oh, yeah?
It was the size of a how do you say that in English? A tire, I guess. That is
a tire.
Yeah, a tire. I'm sorry. I keep thinking in French for some reason.
What's a tire in French?
A tire.
In Quebecois French.
Exactly. You have to say tire.
Or tire.
I was going to say tire, but it sounded like it was the French-Canadian tire.
Tire.
I swear. That's why I got confused.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Anyway, so it was the size of a fairly large tire.
A tire.
And he stops by the road. My dad's an amateur photographer, so he grabs his camera and snaps it. And basically, this turtle looks like it's 200 years old. You know, it's got, like, the craggly skin. It's got, like, all this moss and that kind of stuff on its massive shell. And it just starts yelling at my dad or something like that while he's
snapping
photos, pictures. And all of a sudden, it takes off. And, you know, you think a turtle's slow. Motherfucker, that thing goddamn zipped. And he was at the top of a cliff. So it zipped, and it all of a sudden started going down a really steep hill and sliding down. And all of a sudden, it just went like an Olympic dive down a fucking ravine, man. And that was the turtle. And you're just like, wow, that's badass. Anyways, that was my little turtle
story. Digression.
But
so back to the slaughtering.
Let's go back to the slaughtering. So basically, the city hears about this in his hometown, and they're none too pleased at the fact that this man is sacrificing a bunch of goats and whatever, and then eating them a day later. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But basically, the city has been trying everything that they can. They're using hygiene laws and that kind of stuff. Anything they can use to basically nail this guy to the wall and say, you can't do this stuff.
Yeah.
So he's got back to the courts. And, you know, this is Texas here. He's in the state of Texas. So
the hunting state.
Exactly. Number one,
the
it's not like other...
state.
Yeah. So it's not like a lot of animals out there are really being taken care of. And I'm pretty sure when a guy, you know, shoots
a deer...
it's just as brutal as getting your throat slashed. So let's not fucking beat around the bush.
Plus, I think gunshots ruin the meat more than a slash. Isn't
that? I think it has to do with how you bleed it.
Oh, is
that's
that
why
it?
You shoot
oh,
it and you have to like bleed it a certain way, or else the blood will still be in the meat and it tastes like kidney pie or something like that. There's a way to do it. Let me assure you something. It is a savage process that you want no part of.
Yeah.
In fact, if you had to be a part of it, I believe that most of this world would be a vegetarian because, holy shit,
it's
some hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I see a scene where a goat's getting slaughtered and my knees get weak. And I realize that there's nothing wrong with that. That's cool. We should all be like that. We should be disgusted with the possibility of slaughtering anything that's alive. I dig it. I think it's a good emotion. With that said, that's why I think that in the future we probably won't eat meat, but for now it's delicious. And if you want to come
those up... Those hot dogs were good.
They were good, and I don't even know what they were made of.
We ate
hot dogs earlier today. That's because of our really fine budget.
Hey, if we didn't buy the hot dogs, I wouldn't have had money for those popsicles.
They weren't popsicles, they were Revelos.
Yes, but we can't use the brand name.
I know, it wasn't even a brand name, and I got to admit to you, they're kind of bad.
Then I will
the
eat
chocolate.
I will eat the rest of them.
You know, whatever they pass off as chocolate, which is really just wax with some black coloring.
Brown
on
wax. It's brown wax.
It's brown wax.
Watch.
Like, I've tasted chocolate, sir, and it doesn't get like that.
Yes, but for $4, you're not going to get a dozen Belgian chocolate popsicles.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I got what I paid for.
You got what you
no
paid for.
No surprises.
You got what you paid for. So, okay. So, basically, let's go back to
Slaughterhouse.
Jose here. So, Jose goes to the courts, and he's basically saying, this is a constitutional issue. I should be allowed to practice my religion as I see fit. And for now, it seems as though it's a bit of a stalemate, and I tend to agree with the motherfucker. I'm like, look, if you really want to have that freedom from religion, you got to accept that most of the time it's not going to look and be pretty. You know, lots of religions are really fucked up.
Well, it's not going to necessarily work. It also doesn't necessarily mean freedom of religion in your favor. You know, like, that's the whole acceptance thing, right?
I think that there is something pretty damn dangerous and wrong about slaughtering animals within your own house. The first part is, like, if you go to a slaughterhouse, you really do something really early. Like, as soon as there is blood, shit, urine everywhere, which is just it's inevitable.
It happens with death.
Yeah. The venting of bowels, the things spilling all over the place. It's a messy motherfucking process. I really don't think that this should be done in a residential area.
A garage. It's like paint cans, blood, piss, and shit.
I'm like, maybe if it passed certain, let's say, codes, because...
Yeah. Yeah, but I doubt you're going to have a health inspector.
No, you're not
going
to have a health
house.
Inspector. So that's the first problem. I mean, like, yeah. Disease is rampant when it comes to these kinds of biological materials being spread everywhere. And right. Really, where are these goats and turtles coming from? Like, where
do
you getting
to buy these
supply?
Things? Like, that's the other thing. Is you got like, how much does it cost to get, like, 3 goats?
I don't know. I don't know the price of goats. I do know that there are still people that trade them for dowries, so they still have to have some value somewhere in the fucking world.
Yeah.
Just seems like a waste too, man. It's like, why you got to slaughter that goat? Who are you appeasing?
And how much
why
meat
do they
are
need
you
so
get
much?
Out of like a bird? Like, are these big birds? Or are these like
the Jews used to kill a lot of birds? That was their whole thing. Scapegoating really it first started with killing a lot of birds.
So it was
there was something that they liked about birds, and then it kind of got into bigger animals. You know, once you start being a, I'll tell you why I think it was mostly birds, because when
this
you're broke ass,
okay,
or when you're cheap.
I was like, is this going to have to do with long noses and beaks?
No, well,
this is
no,
be marginally
but it's,
racist.
It could be either one. I think it's probably mostly broke, because if you're going to be if any of the stories are true and you're a slave, you're probably not going to have much money.
Okay, so this isn't Jew hating. This is slave related.
This
okay.
is slave related.
Okay,
you know, like this is the early part of.
Please direct all your hate mail to Jacob Forte.
Send them all to Artie Adam.
Hey. He loves the Jews.
You just can't date any.
What?
You've never dated anybody that's Jewish. I mean,
are you talking about circumcision?
I'm actually curious
about. Am I airing my?
Well, let's. Do you think? Do you prefer circumcised or uncircumcised? Actually.
Am I actually talking about my sexual preferences on your radio show?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, you don't want to talk about it. You
I don't
about
look.
A
I don't. Why?
You shy about it?
Well, I'm not shy about it. If it's clean, uncut's the way to go, man. You got the piston-y action.
Piston action?
Piston action, man. It pumps a lot easier. You're not stopping on the friggin' head of the dick on your way up.
I heard also it sort of like makes it pretty calloused and what have you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have to worry about that problem. I mean, if he's numb, that's his problem.
Not my problem. I
not
like your attitude,
problem.
Sir.
Not my problem.
I like your attitude.
There we go. The cut of my jib.
I like the cut of your jib.
Or the uncut of my jib.
I'm part of the sort of like the covered generation, you know.
Yeah.
My parents did not believe in the barbaric idea of circumcision.
I like turtlenecks.
I gotta ask you, like, there are probably people that are listening right now because the majority of the
or,
audience
or
is in the U.S.
Shut
that
this
is
off.
That what? That,
or just shut this off as soon as I started talking about
or maybe
action.
I don't know. There are probably one or two bigots on that listen to the show that don't like gay people. So
well, whatever then.
They can go fuck themselves. No
seriously,
offense.
No, that's okay.
But what I was going to say was basically that in the States, it is something that's pretty regularly done, even with individuals that aren't religious or
yeah, no,
or they believe that, oh, it's a hygienic issue.
It's a hygienic issue, yeah.
It's been,
no, you just friggin' clean that shit and you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. It's really not that hard.
Yeah.
No. Hey, little boy,
hey,
do you want to touch your dick?
Lather up your dick in the shower.
If you want them to wash it, here's what my suggestion is. Make a combination of a soap and a lotion. It's always going to... It will be sparkling clean.
Seriously.
You hear me?
You put some Aveeno in the shower.
Let me tell you, it's just like when taking a shower with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
The boobs and the butt, they get like shiny.
Sparkly.
Sparkly. All right, you know what? Let's wrap it up, and we'll catch everybody next week for the bonus podcast. I just want to mention, though, first, if you're listening to this, this is the free show. We do have a paid show that we strongly urge that you consider becoming a member so you can listen to, and it's only $20 a year.
And I do not discuss my sexual preferences on it.
I think in one of them you do.
Do I?
I think you're on one of the bonus shows.